I'm Pastor Nails, Lutheran Church of the Palms in Palm Harbor, Florida. I have known the Dietheart family since they moved to the area. I've been here 30 years, so we've known each other for a long, long time. Don has been to our parish and has talked to us. Our parish has been supportive for Haiti with love, and so has my family, very much so. Love the work you do. Don's life is a meditation. Very strong, powerful individual, supported by a wife and a daughter as well now. But again, thank you for letting me come. As I said, I knew you a long time, and we'd get together once in a while or speak or some of your programs, or I'd call, you need this, or we have some stuff, come by and get that. But about a year or so ago, I don't remember exactly, and as a pastor, you would understand this, when a name comes into your mind and it's stuck there, you better go see what's going on. And it did. The Dietheart family's name came into my mind at night, and I finally said, "Are you trying to tell me something, God?" And so I went, and I have been with them. My pleasure, a good experience, a difficult experience, but a loving experience to know that our loved one and friend Don is with the King of Glory in eternity. Thank you for letting me be a part of this. Reading from the New Testament. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatsoever you ask of God, God will give it to you." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother shall rise again." She said to him, "I know that he shall rise again at the resurrection at the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. They that believe in me, though they were dead, yet shall they live. Whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" And she said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, who should come into the world." "And let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." And Thomas said to him, "Lord, we know not where you go, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." And Don's favorite scripture was from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25. And he told me, he said, "This is one, the only scripture that really has a judgment at the end of it," and he and I would argue about that a little bit, but that's okay. "When the Son of Man comes as king, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his royal throne, and all the earth's people will be gathered before him. Then he will divide them into two groups, just as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep at his right and the goats at his left. And the king will say to the people on his right, 'You who are blessed by my Father, come and receive the kingdom which has been prepared for you ever since the creation of the world. I was hungry and you fed me, thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you received me into your homes. Naked, you clothed me. I was sick and you took care of me. In prison, you visited me.' The righteous will then answer him, 'When, Lord, did we ever see you hungry and feed you, thirsty, give you drink? When did we ever see you a stranger and welcome you into our homes, or naked and clothe you? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will answer back, 'I tell you indeed, whenever you did it, this for one of the least important, you did it for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Away from me, you who are under God's curse, away to the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, you did not feed me. Thirsty, you would not give me drink. I was a stranger, you would not welcome me into your homes. Naked, and you would not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, you would not take care of me.' Then they will answer him, 'When, Lord, did we ever see you hungry or thirsty, stranger, naked, sick, in prison, and we would not help you?' And the king will answer back, 'I tell you indeed, whenever you refuse to help one of the least important ones, you refuse to help me. These then will be sent off to eternal punishment, and the righteous will go to eternal life.'" Just a few more words, and then I'll introduce four speakers. I made copies of the Mission to Haiti Loses Its Founder. It was written by David Adams, a Latin America correspondent, so there are a lot of copies. Very good article. I asked Eva, I says, can you give me some stuff about Don that I don't know? And she says, just read the article, and that's all you need to know. Just a few things. Don DeHart liked to think he was different from most missionaries. I don't run. If there's trouble, I want to be there. The writer says, I had visited him a decade earlier to write about his missionary work for the small charity for Haiti with Love that he and Eva started in 1982. In a small medical clinic, I watched him lance baseball-sized infected boils on kids' faces and delicately apply cream to burn victims. Poverty is everywhere in Cap Haitian, Haiti's second largest city, a population of more than 500,000. The DeHarts kept 2,000 of the city's neediest people fed on rations of beans and rice. Haiti was taking a larger and larger part of his life thanks to a Christian calling. Mr. DeHart had been volunteering as a pastor in rural Indiana, but he got tired of watching local congregations spend their budgets on creature comforts. He felt there was more to God's work than thicker cushions on the pew seats, and we agreed on that very much so. He made his first mission trip to Haiti in the winter of 68-69 to help build a youth camp, and he got hooked on the loving nature of the people, and he never let go. Now, I used to ask Don this over and over. I said, Don, what would happen to you? You need to get someone. Remember me asking him over to help you, because something happens to you, you can't just let it die. It's got to go on. You've got to get someone to follow up. Well, now 22, Rosalind had been preparing to take over her father's work. A graduate of Palm Harbor University, magnet program. She spends her summers in Haiti. And as he says here, carrying on the mission without Don's fearless presence will be a daunting task for Rosalind. 4'3", disadvantaged society where men aren't used to taking orders from the opposite sex. But Mr. DeHart leaves behind a loyal and dedicated staff to help her. Our promise to Don is to do our utmost to keep For Haiti with Love rolling in his honor. Amen.